Hildegard sighed, a loud, squeaking, outraged sort of sigh, when she was informed that a new litter of mouselets had been born in the sexton's closet. Such bad timing, such bad placement. She scurried from the sacristy, the private room where Father Murphy's special priestly clothes were stored. She'd been napping there comfortably until Roderick, whiskers twitching, woke her with the news. Oh, he was a busybody, no question, always looking for a reaction. Well, he got one this time. She was furious. Checking carefully to be certain there were no humans around. Sometimes the altar guild ladies dropped in during the afternoons to rearrange flowers. Hildegard tiptoed quickly into the large, high-ceilinged church itself, through the side section known as the transept, and entered the central area called the nave. Audaciously, she hurried down the center aisle, ready at any instant to disappear into a pew and under a kneeler if someone entered. But the sanctuary was empty and quiet, and she made her way undisturbed down its length. Next, she found herself in the narthex. Hildegard so liked the formal names for the parts of the church. If she were in an ordinary house, she thought, twitching her nose at the idea, this would be known as the front hall. What an ordinary name! Narthex had a ring to it. You knew you were in an important place when you entered a narthex. There was a tiny opening here, beside the front door where the floor had settled slightly. Through the opening, Hildegard could enter the wall. The church mice all used this as an entry or exit because stairs were a problem for them. It was easier to ascend or descend inside the wall, where there were tangled wires and frayed insulation to cling to. Carefully, she scurried downward. Now, having made her way below, she was in the interior wall of the undercroft. Since Hildegard had lived in St. Bartholomew's all her life, she knew the route by heart, especially where to scramble over the copper pipes and how to avoid the places where drifting insulation made her sneeze. There were many exits here in the undercroft, one, she recalled, amused as she passed it, into the nursery, a noisy place on Sunday mornings and best avoided. Babies in general were best avoided. They spent time on the floor, could see into crevices, and had graspy hands. But at least babies couldn't talk and report a mouse sighting. The group to be most feared, Hildegard thought, was the Altar Guild. More than one of the ladies had actually shrieked upon happening on a mouse. Oh dear, always an uproar when that happened. Men seemed to be more sensible about such things. Finally, after passing countless Sunday school rooms and making her way carefully around the complicated piping of the bathrooms, Hildegard arrived at the entrance, a small gnawed hole, to the sexton's closet. She winced when the ragged hole edge grabbed her sleek coat, but wriggled through. Then, emerging on the other side within the closet itself, she fastidiously pulled her long, elegant tail through in one swoop.